Blackstone Audio presents Hell's Angels, the true story of the 303rd Bomb Group in World War II, by J. A. Stout. This book is read by Robertson Dean. Harry Gobrecht, writer, historian, and combat pilot, did more than anyone to preserve the legacy of the 303rd. He also flew 35 combat missions with the 303rd as part of the bloodiest air campaign in history. This book is dedicated to his memory. Introduction. I surely wish this was all over and we could be thinking about coming home, but there is a long, hard job ahead yet, and there will probably be no going home for many. I just hope that the people back there realize what everyone is going through for them. Letter Home, John McGarry, February 1944. Robert Halligan stepped out of the familiar sweat and oil and cigarette stink of the dispersal tent and into the fresh gray wet of the English morning. Only a handful of the 303rd's B-17s were visible through the fog. The gray blanket likewise muffled the aircraft readying noises made by hundreds of maintenance men and their equipment as they prepared more than 36 bombers for the day's mission. There had been a mix-up in aircraft assignments, but it was finally settled that the John McGarry crew would fly Spirit of Flak Wolf to Marienburg, Germany. Halligan was the crew's navigator. The big ship hulked on its hard stand directly in front of him. Halting rivulets of water traced paths down its sides and gave it a muscular sleekness. Halligan watched the bomber's crew chief walk one of the four propellers through several revolutions to redistribute the oil that had drained into the lower cylinder heads overnight.